From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefny with a regional news update. A growing number of mayors across the country support giving cash to low-income families with no restrictions on how they can spend it. It's part of a movement to establish a guaranteed minimum income to combat poverty and systemic racism. Mayors in at least 25 cities, including Los Angeles and Oakland, have pledged to support the effort. They're led by Michael Tubbs, the 30-year-old mayor of Stockton, who launched one of the country's first guaranteed income programs last year with the help of private donations. Most programs would rely on those donations, but a few would mix public and private spending. California is tied up in legal battles with rideshare companies Lyft and Uber for not complying with the state's new labor law, AB 5. But at the Sacramento Press Club, Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's also investigating other companies' compliance with the law, which requires employers to reclassify contract workers as employees and provide benefits.
Yes, we're looking at many different players, stakeholders, and industries. We just don't tell you until it's time.
Becerra sued Lyft and Uber in May for misclassifying workers. The two companies, along with other app-based services, are funding a ballot initiative to make their drivers exempt from the law. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefny.